I'm Pastor John McClain here with I Believe in Myself's finest, and I'd like to say Tucson's finest, like in a non-police manner. Like, he's not a police officer, but he is definitely one of Tucson's finest, and his name is Andreas Ruiz.
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
You ready? Man, I'm excited for today. I feel like it's going to be a good day. I just feel good energy bouncing around this room.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got Anthony in the corner taking pictures. No slight to Anthony in the corner. He's actually there as a good thing, not as a punishment. Okay, Anthony? Yeah. And then we have another amazing show this week. We have Matthew McFerrin, not to be confused with Matthew McPherson of the McPherson tribe. But he's with Gab Ministries in the Miracle Center, and he's going to be in studio with us talking about all the awesome things that are coming out of the Miracle Center. And then we also have, I think it's safe to say, our favorite guests, like probably a part of our show. Her picture is in our studio.
Yep, there she is.
We have Dr. Jennifer Herrera with many things, one of the main things being the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, here in studio with us today to kind of do an update on all the things that she's been doing lately. I guess
busy, man. Like,
all of us, we've kind of just been going. God's been just activating us in a special way. So. Yeah. Let's talk about it, you know? There's something to talk about.
My goodness, yeah.
But we would be behents, and why he continues to bless us so very much, because we make sure we give the grace to him above and before all things. And we don't even start this show unless we go ahead and say a little prayer to give him his grace. Mm-hmm. And like many weeks, this week it'll be the Lord's Prayer. And it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
I have to say, that was the best I've ever read that.
Probably.
Like, the Holy Ghost is just flowing through me today. I was just thinking of this one line that really hit me right there is, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that hits me. I mean, particularly, like, working in, you know, homeless veteran ministry, or working in homeless ministry, or the mental health, the collection of things that I've worked in my life, I've swallowed the idea, the concept, the cliche that no good turn goes unpunished.
Mm.
Like, regularly, I try to do good things and try to help people, and it doesn't work out the way I want, and I get my feelings hurt, and it just, like, things happen, and I have to remind myself of this, you know, as I forgive those who trespass against me, as God forgives, you know, forgives me for all the trespasses I do against him daily, mm-hmm. you know, where I try to do right by him.
And important to also forgive yourself for allowing those people to trespass and hurt you is very important as well. Forgiving mm-hmm. you, forgive those, but then most importantly, forgive you, because you don't want to be having that guilt or that resentment towards somebody or anger, because then it just, it's like I tell the kids, you know, you drink a bottle of poison, you tell the person, I hope you die, you're drinking the poison, you're drinking the anger, the resentment. So I like that
what
you said.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that, Matthew? I guess I'll officially bring you in a second, but you definitely seem like you're vibing on it.
Yeah, forgiveness is huge. Mm. I mean, when we forgive other people, it prepares our heart to receive the forgiveness of the Lord.
Mm.
Because he forgave us in a way that we could never forgive anybody else. He's forgiven us of our sin nature and reconciled us to the throne of God the Father. So forgiving other people is a dynamic part of our faith life that allows us to grow and mature in relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have a heart of unforgiveness, then there's going to be a lack of maturity in our relationship with the Father. So I think it's a primary principle in our faith walk.
Powerful, man. Absolutely. And healing, man. Yeah. Good stuff.
So anyways, that's, awesome. Like, it's a good way to start. I think we're just starting it like that every single time, bringing on the guests.
Definitely.
That's Matthew McFerrin with the Gap Ministries, the Miracle Center. Thank you for being here with us today, brother.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely would say Gap is one of my like second or third favorite organizations in Tucson. I might be a little bit biased because they have been the sponsor of probably from the beginning of this show. So this, in a lot of ways, this show wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Gap Ministries. But Matthew, tell us a little bit about the Miracle Center. I was doing a little research last night and I was just blown away. Like, I don't know if you'll be able to like even cover everything that you guys do in one show, just because you and yourself are almost like a big secret little organization. So yeah, I'll let
you go. Well, Miracle Center is, I guess to, you know, put it in a short statement, is a nonprofit transitional program that is rooted in biblical principle. And so the driving principle that we use and what we did to develop the program is that we've seen a couple of problems with the rehab structure and with the halfway house structure. When people go into rehab, they're incubated, and so they're in a protected areas where they can get some sobriety, you know, get their legs about them. But then when they transition back out into society, they don't have the sustainability, because they haven't dealt with the stressors. These stressors are introduced, and then they wind up relapsing from there. And then on the flip side of that, you have halfway houses where you never have that incubation time. And so you go into the halfway houses, you immediately have the stressors and no stability, and you kind of get that same cycle. So when we designed the program of Miracle Center, we designed it so people that are coming in from substance abuse, alcoholism, drug abuse, that they would have an opportunity to slowly move through the incubation part of rehabilitation and into the transition part that functions a lot like a halfway house. And all the time, you know, weaving that with biblical principle. What can we do to help them establish a relationship with God that is going to lead towards sustainable recovery? So it's not just a blimp on the screen, but where they develop a relationship with God that is opening the door for a quality relationship with God for the rest of their life, and also so that they don't have to go back to substance abuse.
Oh man, I'm getting so distracted by what you're saying. I'm not even going to bring us to break. But
I forgot. Yeah, man, you're saying some good stuff.
I was just thinking about how you're just a lot like Gospel Rescue Mission, kind of when it comes down to a little bit. But we'll talk about this more after the break. We got Matthew McFerrin here in studio with us. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself, who has a little something to tell you.
Yes, if any of you are interested in taking your life to the next level, you know, creating a strategy for that big vision you desire, eliminating that that fear that is stopping you from taking action, send me a message at IBelieveInMyselfCoaching@gmail.com or check me out on Facebook at Andreas Ruiz. And we will be right back with more of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
It's the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with my best buddy. I mean, I think at this point, and no offense to you, Michael Schwartz or Corey Wall, but I think Andreas Ruiz is my best friend. I think you did it, man. Yeah, we hang out way too much for to be. Shoot, like, we pretty much, I almost feel like I got to put a cot at my house for you sometimes just because we are around each other a lot.
Yeah, man, we really are. Yeah.
But thank God, because I got the life coach of I believe in myself, like at the ready, like, man, I'm doubting myself. What should I do? You're like, shh.
Yeah, same here, man.
But I know. Tell you that today. Yeah, that was today. Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to hear that voice from you, from somebody else, instead of just my own voice. Because sometimes I get in my head and, you know, you get in your head, you're dead. Yeah. You got to get into your heart, and that's where the real magic happens.
You get in your heart, you fart.
Nope. There you go. No, I like that one too. Yeah, well, yeah. I did eat broccoli, so yeah, never mind. That's a different story.
Bad break. Yeah. So, but we have another definitely motivated man here in studio. I'm excited about the notion of the tiny house village that you're going to run in my mind for sure. Well, so we're not even talking about that on, but the seed that you planted, I already see it. I already see it. So I'm excited for that. But let's talk about some of the current programs that the Miracle Center is carrying right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Miracle Center itself is primarily the substance abuse part of what we do. And then we also have a thrift store that we run over on Craycroft and Pima on the northeast corner right there. You said you have a thrift store as well.
Yeah, right? we have two different locations, Speedway and Country Club and Grant and Oracle.
That's so awesome. So if you're in Speedway, there's no reason to stop at both. You know, you got to go both places.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how is your location? Is that a pretty good spot?
Oh, yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's an amazing, amazing location right there. And then it's been recently remodeled about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I'm horrible with timelines, so somebody will probably correct me on that.
I won't quote you on anything. This isn't being recorded. Don't worry.
But when we dissolved the board of Miracle Center and then we placed the Gap Ministry board as the board of Miracle Center, Gap Ministry came on and helped us in a dynamic way and came in and did a remodel of the thrift store and just did an amazing job. I'm like you. I love that ministry. I love those people, their heart for the community, their heart for children, and the way that they pulled alongside of us and in what we do. So those are the two main functions of Miracle Center right there. And then when you start to get into any of the other programs, they're really falling under the Gap Ministry side of things.
It's interesting. It's interesting that that Gap Ministry is kind of doing that in this kind of almost really quiet way, but it's so needed.
Well, can I tell you what it is?
Yeah.
Greg and Pam Ayers, they have a heart for the kingdom. They don't have a heart for their organization. They have a heart for the kingdom. And so they're always just driven by doing what God wants and what is best for the kingdom. When I first met Greg Ayers, I went into his office and sat down, and he's like, because I kept bumping into him at these Christian functions and whatnot. I was like, and everywhere you go, it's like Gap Ministries, this, that, and the other. It's like, well, they do everything. And so I wanted to meet this man. So finally I had an opportunity to sit down and meet with him, and we go into his office, and he says, well, I might not be the person that you want to listen to. I said, why not? And he says, because I do what God tells me to do. I don't do what people think is right. And when he said that, I was like, well, you're exactly the man that I want to talk to.
Yeah.
Because we need to be driven by the instruction of the Holy Spirit, not driven by the status quo. We want to do what is good for the kingdom today. And the kingdom is ever moving forward, and the way God functions is ever moving forward. And Greg and Pam, they really have a heart to understand what the Holy Spirit is doing, where he's at, and to get in alignment with what the Holy Spirit is doing. So it's dynamic. It's been enriching to my faith to be in relationship with them. I consider Greg one of my best friends. And it's just been dynamic to be in a relationship with them and really have that woven into my understanding of how we function as the body of Christ.
How has Greg impacted your life personally when it comes to what you're doing with the Miracle Center and just your personal, your professional life? How has he impacted?
Well, Greg is an anchor to me. He's really an anchor in my life, and he's one of those guys when I'm going through struggles, my wife always asks me, have you called Greg? And when she says that, I don't even have to call the man. Just her saying that brings me back into center. Because
that's powerful.
I know what he's going to say. Our wavelengths are a lot the same. Him and I, we think a lot the same. And so just by her saying that, it snaps me back into alignment with truth. Because, you know, sometimes we get drawn away. Like your organization, I Believe in Myself, that's such a dynamic statement. Because one of the primary things that drives people away from not fulfilling what God intends for them to do in their life is because they can't see it in themselves. And if you if you can't see it in yourself, then there's no way for you to produce it outside of you. And if you always see yourself as a failure, you're never going to be successful. So believing in yourself is the primary key to being successful. That's what drives success.
That's wild.
Having faith in God to make financial provision is another big one that I received from Greg. And he explained to me, you know, well, he's got this story. It's primarily Pam's story, but early on, they were just running a food pantry. And and she was getting ready to make a dish for some church function. But they had a policy of open pantry. Whatever anybody needs, they can they can come and get it. And somebody came to the door and said that they needed some stuff, went in and took the last of her mayonnaise. And you know, she was like, well, now what am I going to do? I don't have the mayonnaise to make what I was going to make. And a little bit of time later, somebody comes and knocks at the door, and I was at the store, and the Lord told me to buy you this, and hands her a bag full of mayonnaise.
No way. Yeah. Oh my God.
And so
that's
it's come from that to what Gap Ministry is today. And he really established in my heart,
beautiful.
You can't have $100 faith until you've had $10 faith. You can't have the $1,000 faith until you've had $100 faith. And so we need to get in alignment with where God has us and learn to trust his provision where he has us. And if we trust his provision where he has us, then he's going to take us where he desires us to be.
Man, are you a pastor? You're a pastor.
I've been a pastor a long time.
Dang, you're good, man.
We're all pastors, friend.
You're rocking me, man.
Yeah. It's just a matter of when we decide that we will accept that calling. But yeah, we're all pastors.
Man, today I've had two people just inspire me, and you're the second one.
Well,
actually, three people.
Yeah, I was just like, as he was talking, I was thinking, and I'm going to use my ad time just to say this. I was thinking, man, I feel like we got another member of the crew here. You know, he seems like one of us for
Definitely,
like a guy we should hang out with regularly and groove with. So
yeah, man.
Thank you, Matthew, for coming into our life.
Yeah man. You got to come back on.
We appreciate you receiving us.
Yeah, hopefully you can come back on again, Mike.
Yeah.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
We are back. I hope you guys enjoyed that commercial break. We try to make it especially skippy for you. Yeah. I am here with my bosom buddy, Andreas Ruiz, and we've been talking a lot during the commercial break, as well as on this show, about believing in ourselves and what that means.
Absolutely.
And achieving your goals, which we've got big goals, a lot that we still want to achieve, even with the stuff that we have achieved. So I'm going to continue to have you in my corner to help me believe in myself. And I'm going to try to do the same for you.
Yes. That next book's coming.
Here, let's shake the glass right there.
There you go.
So, speaking of someone who certainly helps us both believe in ourselves, we have our favorite part of the Common Good Radio Show that we don't see as much as we'd like anymore. But we do have her in studio with us now, so we are going to just soak her up with a biscuit.
Yes. Man, what is that biscuit? The that biscuit sounds good with some gravy. I love that biscuit.
You talking about Cracker Barrel or what are we talking about?
I don't
about?
Know, man, but it's that favorite biscuit with gravy.
What are you talking about? God. What's your favorite biscuit? I'd say Church's, if not Cracker Barrel.
I've tried the one at, what is it, IHOP, I think it was. But I don't know. I just like.
Which, like,
I'm not really
not. Yeah, you're not prejudiced against the biscuits. No, I get it. I get it. Yeah.
So you make biscuits with gravy.
Biscuits around here.
Yeah, okay, invite me. I'll go to your house. Yeah.
So, without further ado, on biscuits.
Yes.
We have Dr. Jennifer Herreras in studio with us. She's the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, the author of the book, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson for how many shows now? I want to think at least maybe close to 20.
Probably.
Yeah.
Wow, probably. Man,
time flies.
It goes fast.
Yeah. Thank you for being here with us again.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I love it.
Jay in the house during basketball season at that.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah. Put her in, coach. She came prepared. I saw her stretching in the parking lot. Let's get it done.
Get it done.
So anyways, let's start with definitely a topic I feel like we haven't even discussed yet. In the radio, the Making College Come True radio show, and just, you know, how far you've come already. And just, I mean, quite honestly, it's funny when we first had you on this show going on, you know, just almost a year now.
Yeah, man.
Because this show started in July 1st of 2020. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. That's a long, I mean, that went fast too.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just barely talking about it.
I know. And you, I mean, in
as an idea.
Tucson International Academy, as much as we were talking about Gap earlier, like, you guys made this happen. Like, we are here because you guys. So thank you for that, for sure. When we first had you guys on, or had you on, we were talking about, well, I could see you doing this too. And like when I said that, your eyes lit up, but then like shortly after you just like took a big gulp. Yeah, like no way. There's no way that we could pull that off. But Yeah, we're doing it. I mean, it's
worth it. It's yeah. really been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we're able to encourage a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so. Absolutely. And I think so. And I think like with this show, like I see the future for it. And I see the next steps for it. So I'm excited for it. Mm-hmm. Even though, unfortunately for you, definitely at the end of a school year, you get super busy. And it definitely seems you got stressed by the mounds. But you made it. You made it through.
Made it through COVID summertime. Year.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's the extra bonus. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Wow. So. Tell us your thoughts on the Making College Come True radio show and where you're at now.
Well, it's, because from this show, Common Good, we're trying to put a voice out there that's encouraging. I mean, this year has been extremely negative. Mm-hmm. Anything you see on the news or hear on the news is negative, negative, negative. And after a while, it begins to impact your emotional state mm-hmm. and your performance and mm-hmm. even your health. And so mm-hmm. with that happening, it's good to counter it with something like the Common Good. Mm-hmm. It talks about good things happening right here in our Tucson community and amongst ourselves that we are aware of mm-hmm. and sharing people's stories and lives, because life goes on. Mm-hmm. In spite of every difficulty, life goes on. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. that's what I like about this show. Common Good, I like it because it's positive, it's encouraging, and it's truth. Mm-hmm. And we don't have this version of truth and that version of mm-hmm. truth, which is what drives me crazy about mm-hmm. mainstream media. Mm-hmm. And so to have a show that's just regular and normal and honest and talking about good, encouraging things, I can't get enough of it.
Yeah,
so
nice.
For me, I love that you did this show, and I think it's been a huge hit. I have learned about a lot of resources here in town just listening mm-hmm. to this show myself.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Being able to meet great people and just seeing the connections that we have. Tucson is a big city, but it's not so big. Mm-hmm. Like, you run in similar circles and you mm-hmm. run into each other over and over again.
Yeah.
And to me, I find that comforting, being from a community of 2,000 in Indiana.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that, like you said, the connections, that's what I really love about this. Just the great, amazing people that you get to meet, and knowing that you're not alone in the, it's trying to stay positive no matter what, area. Like, that's what we're doing. So mm-hmm. I'm really grateful to have you in my life where, we talk about a lot of positivity. When we have conversations, man, it's all good stuff. That's what I love about it. So.
And it's like that's something I learned from Tony Robbins, is you have to pick how long you're going to let yourself focus on the negative, because mm-hmm. it does happen and you don't want to be fake and not acknowledge it, but you don't have to let it rule and reign. And that's where you come in and turn that thing in, saying, I believe in myself, and we can do this. Mm-hmm. We can make a difference. I mean, you proved it with your life of living on the streets mm-hmm. and then making those changes even to the legislation. I mean, with being around people like you two, just as proof that it can go forward. Everything can go forward. So
mm-hmm. and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely being around you, like, I don't know, it's sometimes hard for me to even wrap my head around the idea that every week I get to do a radio show with a doctor in education, the superintendent of a network of schools that she created, the author, especially before I even authored a book, the author of a book, like
It inspires you, and it inspires you to be better and to go for more. And that's what we need to be around. We need to be around people like Jennifer, around people like you, so that we can see what they're doing, and we're like, wow, that inspires me. I want to do that. And we then start to inspire other people. Hey, I want to write a book. Today, I just had a conversation with somebody. Ron's to write a book, and he was calling me. We talked about it, and so we're having that domino effect. We're just gonna, you're gonna pass it on to me, I'm gonna pass it on to somebody else, and boom, 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 boom.
That's like the wrap it up music right there.
Yes, good. Yes.
Okay, it's time to go. And we'll be right back with Dr. J on the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Andreas Ruiz. We'll be right back.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Not Making College Come True, brought to you by Tucson International Academy, which I do get mixed up sometimes.
It's because you're in both.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we were talking about before we went to the break how you inspired me, which was a domino to inspire Andreas to write and finish our books and put them out so we can hand them to people. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your book, Making College Come True, and what inspired you to do that.
Well, Making College Come True is something that that just happened for me. I mean, it didn't just happen, but I never had like a step-by-step how to go to college and how to get all the degrees and things like that. But then you come around people who want to go to college and you're thinking, why don't they just go? Well, then they start asking questions and you realize, oh, okay, so they're just unfamiliar with the process. So, that's something I can help with. So I can sure help with a process. And so writing the process down and then working with our students, I saw the emotional component and I thought, hey, I was a Tony Robbins coach. I can help with that emotional component. You know, everyone is good enough. You have to just decide. And how do you, what is your preconceived idea about college? What does it really do? What does it do in your opinion? You know, what does it do from the community you're coming from? Because all those perceptions impact it. So it is like step by step. It's also emotional awareness. And then it's also just having some skills. You have to have the academics. You have to have the drive. There has to be a reason, a clear purpose, vision, mission, some sort of driver for it. And then you do have to put feet on the ground and do it. You cannot just talk about it, think about it, plan it, and wish it happened. You have to actually do something about it. And the doing is tricky because once you start to do it, you're going to hit other roadblocks and you have to find a way around them. So you need to bring in a skill set of problem solving with you as you go on that big adventure, especially if you're the first one in your family to go to college.
Those are amazing. All those points are great. And which one would you say out of all those are the biggest roadblock for people when they're going to college? I know all of them absolutely are important, but which one would you say is the one that really people get stuck in?
That's a very good question. And my answer has changed over the years. But right now, after 19 years of getting kids accepted into college and seeing how that works, it's the last one, the fourth one, your community. Your environment actually ends up coming back around and impacting your ability to get it done.
It's almost if right now you're picking up where we were talking about before you came into the studio.
Yeah.
Because I was just talking to, I've been talking to Andreas a lot lately, about how he has to form an environment for productivity.
Yep.
Because he has, people have a lot of distractions at home. It's a fact.
Yep.
It's a thing. So, that's cool. Thank you, Dr. J, for bringing home my point.
That's good stuff.
And they say like minds do find each other. But it's something, obviously, and then, you guys have seen as well. It is a truth. It's like, as much as I'd like to say, no matter your environment, you can break out. You can, but you have to kind of maintain that out edge, because if you come back into it and try to continue to thrive, at the high level, but you're hearing the negative again, the old negative, and it comes back in, it will trip you up and you won't make it. And I've just seen it over and over again, and it just always surprises me, because I always think they know they're smart, they have the step-by-step, they're already accepted. Why are they not finishing college? And it's because they get sucked back into it because they're lonely. They sometimes families don't know how to accept the fact that you've moved up, like you've started a business or you have got, you're trying to get a degree. And there's the old thing of, well, it makes them feel inferior, which is such a lie. That's not it at all. It always takes the whole, it just takes more than one person. You cannot just do something on your own. You got to have people supporting you and encouraging you. And you have to make those more than the ones that are pulling you back. And they pull you back with good heart. They love you. They want just want to be with you more. But being with you more when you don't have time doesn't work. So then they're like, oh, well, you're rejecting me. And then the person in college is like, oh, I don't want to be rejected. I guess I have to live at home if I'm not going to be rejected. Well, I can do college from home. I can live at home and finish my degree. Yeah, well, the next thing you know, well, you're not contributing to the bills. You need to get a job. Oh, well, you know, you need to get a second job because so-and-so lost his job, and now we have to all pull together more. And if before you know it, college is gone. It's not even a priority because it just seems insurmountable. And, well, they're getting along anyway. They don't really need it. You know, that whole mindset comes in, and that's a tricky one. So, but if they could just get through college, think how much more they could help that same family. And it's just 2 years away. You know,
I
so
say that on
delayed
that,
gratification.
On that thought, what I think we've maybe touched on this in the past, but I certainly always love hearing about it. Like, what inspired you to start Tucson International Academy? Because, I mean, just that in itself, like, that's a large on-take. I mean, just the idea of starting a school or starting a curriculum or any of that, just it always makes me kind of like hold my breath. Like, what inspired you to do that, and how did that come about?
Well, funny you would ask, because guess what? It goes right with what we were just saying. It's that I got tired of seeing really good people, and I'd run into them after, you know, they had graduated from high school, and I'd say, what college are you going to? And I'd say, oh, I could never go to college. And I'm thinking, what? If anybody could have gone to college, it's you. Why did you not take that step? And then, you know, they have their reasons, but you just know it's a lie. And it's like, wow, geez, society could have probably had a cure for cancer, but nope, they didn't feel worthy. So there you go. We lost out of, as a society, because that person was pushed down and not able to shine. You know when somebody's brilliant in an area, you know, you're like, oh man, they're a future scientist big time. Or they're a future, you know, leader that leads from his heart, not just from his pocketbook, you know, wanting more money from everybody. I mean, it's just like these good, good people. And they're, if without a degree is such a door opener for every career. So if they can just get one, I mean, get it in, you know, basket weaving. It doesn't, sometimes it doesn't really matter. It's all about like who you meet while you're in college. And also, where am I going to meet someone from another background than my own? You're not going to meet it in your hometown where you grew up already. You already know those people. So you go to college, now you're exposed to something different and new, and you see things from a different perspective because they're sharing their opinion. I mean, there's so much you learn in college that's way beyond the classes. So being there in person is very important. And again, why? Environment. Get out of your old environment so you can do the new thing. If you try to do a new thing in your same old environment, you've reduced your chances like by 50% before you even start.
That's powerful.
You and have to.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I want to ask you, how have these connections that you've made in college helped you out up until today in your career, your personal life? Just
that's a good question. I don't think we've ever asked that before.
That's a good one because it's interesting. It actually helps me every single day. I mean, one of them, like practically, it helped me learn how to talk to people and how not to talk with any prejudice, because when you're from a community, it's acceptable to say this about this group of people. But now you're not in that group, and now you're in another group, and now you're talking like that, you're offending them. So you learn quickly how to clean that up, because you never even knew it was offensive until you knew somebody from that background. And then you're like, whoa, I guess it is kind of rude. And of course, I don't want to be rude. So you learn that. You also learn about historically how things are. So quick story, got this guy liked me. We were in a class, an English class of some sort. And he was from Laos. First of all, I didn't know what Laos was, you know, so I had to get a map. I looked it up and he talked about it and he was so arrogant. And I thought, here's this little tiny man. And he thinks he's like, you know, Godzilla. He's, you know, it's just like, I just couldn't relate to him really. But I tried to be nice to him because I thought, you know, we have to be nice to everybody. Well, come to find out, he was the current dictator's son. Oh, wow. And he was going to take over leadership of Laos.
Oh, wow.
And so he brings me to his, he tells me, he says, come over to my dorm. And so I took a girlfriend with me, and I don't know what his intentions were. So we go in, and he starts talking to me, and he has it set up like a museum, and he's showing me a picture of his dad, and he's got all this decoration on him. He's showing me a picture of him speaking before a council, this little tiny man speaking before a huge council. Clearly it was government. And so anyway, long story short, he just shows me kind of who he is. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's your major? And he said, oh, I think it's art appreciation or something. I was like, what? And you're going to run a country? But no, just the degree itself put him above almost anyone else that was eligible to be that next leader. And so that was his calling, and that's what he was doing. And he thought it would be fun to take home an American wife for that. And I was his candidate. And I was like, oh, yeah. Gee, look at the time. Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
You could be in Laos right now. You know, just think it.
Oh,
I know you
would have been here. Yeah. Still not quite sure where it's located, but I mean, I do know where it is. And I do respect him. I mean, how humbling to show somebody that side of you. And I honored him. And I just said, wow. I mean, I didn't know I was in the presence of someone who's a future leader. And I'm going to pray for you that you are a good leader, that you do good for your country. So nice. Where would I have the chance to impact someone like that? In college.
Yep.
That's awesome.
That's beautiful.
That's cool. Cool story. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I love these stories.
For being on with us once again, Dr. J.
I love it.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Yeah. These stories are always very inspiring. Always good to hear. I love listening to other people's stories. It's just a different perspective. You know, if you're talking, then you're not learning. So I always like to listen.
Nice. Well, beautiful. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.